Zephyr Teachout is an attorney, political activist, and antitrust and corruption expert, a rising star in the left. She was part of the team of lawyers that sued Donald Trump for allegedly violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Zephyr Teachout teaches law at Fordham University. She is the author of a new book, Break 'Em Up, Recovering Our Freedom from Big Ag, Big Tech, and Big Money. She joins us this morning to discuss the legal legacy of Justice Ginsburg and the path forward. It's a great pleasure to welcome you to the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a really vital moment in our country's history and our country's future.
You tweeted out about an hour ago that Senator Schumer should put together a war room focused on one thing, using every available procedural tool to stop a Trump appointment. Let's talk a little bit about that. What tools does he have?
Yeah, well, there are I want to step back just a second and I'll talk about the particular tools. But I want to talk about just how little time we have between now and the election. And although, of course, we all know too well that Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, and the Senate holds the key to judicial appointments, that doesn't mean that there are no tools whatever. And there was a really important press conference last night. Senator Schumer was there and Representative Ocasio-Cortez. And what Representative Ocasio-Cortez said, I think, is something that so many New Yorkers understand, is this is just, and here I'm paraphrasing, but this is a crucible moment for our country, for the future of women's power over their own bodies, for the future of workers' rights, for our ability to vote, for our ability to have a democracy, for the future of health care. There is so much power in the choice of this Supreme Court justice, and we need to bring every tool to bear. Now, what I think a lot of people are rightly focused on and should be is that means making sure we put a lot of pressure on Republican senators, many of whom are facing very tough elections in their states. And I'm actually hopeful that we can really win and win the Senate. But she also said, and this is the key thing, she also said we should use every procedural tool available. Now, and that means the Senate Minority Leader Schumer, our senator, working in tandem, by the way, with Nancy Pelosi, to use the real powers they do have to challenge, gum up the works, slow down. So in the next 43 days, which is an incredibly short time, I don't think any justice has been affirmed in such a short time, we do not see an appointment. So the first thing I think we should demand is that Senator Schumer be very clear that he wasn't just standing next to Ocasio-Cortez, who is saying we should use every procedural tool, but he himself should use those words and be very clear that it will be over his dead body that there's an appointment. He is not rolling over. He is going to use the powers of the minority leader, work with Pelosi to stop a totally illegitimate appointment, not only because it was the dying wish of Ginsburg, but because it would be totally inappropriate to rush through any appointment, and certainly in the final weeks before an election. So what that means for me, and then I'll stop. I know I've been speaking a little bit, but what that means for me is, yes, I have some particular procedural ideas that I'll throw forward, but I come at this as an election expert, not as a procedural expert. The way that you show you're serious about this is you build a war room of procedural experts.
Yes.
You know, if Jeff Bezos is facing an existential threat, you don't think he's going to rely on in-house counsel. So there may be people with good experience there, and I can talk a little bit about who we think is making these key decisions. But this is life or death for our country. So you pull in veterans from past battles. You have a war room that is wholly dedicated to these questions of what procedural blocks are. because we can share some ideas now, but this is an ongoing battle and will be an ongoing battle with McConnell until the day of the election and until next year when we have a new president.
You know, we have a few minutes left, and I am interested in talking about some of the things that we can do, but I'm also really interested in just your thoughts on Senator Schumer. I mean, the reason you just said that you hope that he's not just standing next to AOC, but actually is willing to say the words. Why do you think he has not been willing to say the words thus far? I mean, TikTok, as you noted.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I can't speak for him, but he has spoken more about the importance of winning the Senate, which, by the way, I totally agree with. And I am actively supporting senators, and I think we need to do that. I think that people vote for somebody who's leading in a fight, however, and showing that he understands the total inappropriateness by fighting. Will actually give more energy to the fight. So I don't know why. I don't think it doesn't cost him that much. I hope people call his office and say, I want to hear you say every procedural tool. It's good to hear AOC say that, but you are the minority leader. Be the minority leader. Tell us that you're building that war room. Tell us that you're doing that. There has been a lot of timidity in the Senate, a kind of learned helplessness. I don't know if it's left over from staffers who learned their tricks during Reagan or Clinton. I can't say why, but I can say that we need a fight now. I mean, this really is our bodies, our economy, and our democracy on the line. And if people want to remember the stakes, think about what this existing Supreme Court has already done with Citizens United and gutting the Voting Rights Act. Do we want a court that is going to throw out all remaining campaign finance rules? Citizens United has already done so much damage. The stakes are so high here, and Schumer has to show that he understands that if there's ever a moment to throw his body down and say, no, this is the moment.
Do you think that it matters? I think I know the answer to this, but I just feel like I have to ask it anyway. Does it matter? The president is expected to make his confirmation or announce his pick for Supreme Court on either Friday or Saturday. Does it matter who? Does that change the dialogue at all? And let's say the makeup of that war room?
No, we need to stop this. It is totally illegitimate. We should not be talking about. I mean, I think most Americans understand this, and we in New York certainly understand this. We should not be looking at a Trump appointment, and we certainly should not be looking at an appointment 2 weeks before an election and rushing something through. No, I think that Schumer should not be waiting, that the war room hopefully is already constituted, although we haven't heard any reporting about it. So that's a reason to think that it isn't there. We would certainly know if he was actively recruiting the best proceduralists from every administration. But it should already be constituted, and we should be stopping this right now. I mean, just to get a little bit into the weeds, one of the things that that Schumer and Pelosi could together work to do is bring forward already past due impeachment articles against Bill Barr, forcing the Senate to take the time to consider his undermining of the judiciary, but also take up that key time and make it harder to bring a nomination. That's something that I think we already should have been doing, showing that we are not scared, that we are going to stand up to illegality. That doesn't matter how powerful you are. We are going to hold you accountable, and we're not going to allow you to rush through a justice at this moment. So I don't think that matters. We cannot allow this appointment to happen. We cannot allow this appointment to happen. And Schumer has to use his existing power, not promise in January or February. When we win, I'll use some powers. Use the power you have right now to stop it right now. And this is a place where if you are grieving as I am, the passing of Justice Ginsburg. If you are angry as I am, and you're in New York and you're feeling like what can I do here in New York? Well, you can call Senator Schumer's office and be very clear that you want him to lead using every procedural tool he has.
So one of the things that you just mentioned of when you're talking about January, February, you're talking about the filibuster. You're talking about under the assumption that the Democrats take over the Senate, that there would be that you would pack the court, that you would raise the number of justices.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. This is why I find it interesting that we're hearing more about that of what would happen after as opposed to before. Nancy Pelosi, I believe, suggested that impeachment would be one way to slow things down because there would be the necessity to take that up before anything else.
Exactly, right. And so this is why I'm mentioning the bill bar impeachment. And what you might hear from the sort of learned helplessness camp is, well, if we try that, then McConnell will try something else. You know what? That may be true, but our job now is to stop this totally illegitimate appointment. And I'm not going to not try just because McConnell is going to fight with knives. So, no, we should be out there fighting. And by the way, I really do think that the public is with us. They're not looking for an appointment now. One of the key things that can happen now is McConnell's got a bunch of Republican senators who are in these tough races. They don't want to be in D.C. Engaging on these questions. They want to be in their districts because they are rightly in tight races. So be very clear with McConnell that we are going to act in a way that's going to make them be in D.C. and not out talking to their constituents if McConnell tries to push this through. And McConnell has, you know, the difference between the two is so striking. McConnell got up there and sort of immediately announced, in this sort of horrific, disrespectful way, we're gonna jam this through.
Right.
And we need to see the same kind of fire and absolute commitment and ruthlessness about stopping this from Senator Schumer.
We only have 30 seconds, so I leave you just with this question. So for us listening right now, what can we do in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, the key is support senators in close races. I think that's really important. I've picked a couple. I'm very excited about the Georgia race, for instance. But here in New York, you can do a lot. I mean, and this is, I guess, just call Schumer, put it on social media, be very clear that you are looking for him using procedural power, procedural fights. Use your procedural fights, Senator. We need you. Use the power that you have.
Zephyr Teachout teaches law at Fordham University. Her new book is Break 'Em Up, Recovering Our Freedom from Big Ag, Big Tech, and Big Money. The book is incredible. Zephyr Teachout, I thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.